Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Lana Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the visions, the messages, and the warnings that I have received from Him. If you haven't already, I would encourage those who want to continue to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me to subscribe to my blog. The link is down below in the description box. I am not sure how much longer I will be on YouTube. I am experiencing a lot of difficulties, a lot of spiritual opposition, and so that's why I encourage you to please join the blog, because at least you will be able to still get notifications of the things that I put out there that I've received from the Lord. Now today I want to bring to you four warnings that I have received this month, the month of June 2023. And then I will end with a message that I also have received. So please hang in there to the very end so you can hear the message as well. These words that I have received, these are warnings. They're very quick warnings. They're actual words that I have heard in the middle of the nighttime. The Lord will wake me up in the middle of the night, and He will give me a word or a message. And then I'll write it down, and I'll go right back to sleep. And so these are what I guess I would call rhema words from the Holy Spirit, but they're warnings. The first one I heard on the 2nd of June, I heard the word Austin, and I'm going to assume that it's Austin, Texas. I was not given anything more, and when the Lord gives me a place, He has shown me before, He'll just give me the name, and it is so His people can be praying for those people who live in that area. So I don't know anything else, but let's be praying for our brothers and sisters who live in Austin. The next one I received, I first woke up, and right before I woke up, I saw two scales, like a weighing scale, kind of like the ones you actually see, you know, with lawyers, where they're weighing truth and justice. That's what I saw. And then I heard the words, everything is being weighed. And the reference I have for that in the Bible is when Daniel gave a warning to Belshazzar in Daniel 5. You can go read that yourselves, but it does say this. It says, this is the message, Belshazzar saw a handwriting on the wall, and he wasn't able to interpret it. And here was the interpretation of that invisible hand that wrote that on the wall. It said, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. That was Mina. Tickle says, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. And that's exactly matches up almost what I heard from the Lord. It says, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. And the last part of that warning in the book of Daniel was Perez. And it says, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. So I believe the Lord is pointing to this scripture in Daniel 5, that the kingdom was divided, and because of that, the Lord gave it over to their enemies. All right, the next thing I want to bring to you is I heard three things on the 6th of June. And I don't like bringing these things to you, brothers and sisters, because these are hard things to bring to you, just as they were hard for me to hear. I heard this. I heard limited nuclear exchange. I heard days of hell. And then a little later, I fell back asleep and woke up, and I heard the word Afghanistan. Now, here's another place that the Lord has given me. And so I don't know exactly what that means, but again, we are to be praying when we get actual places, then it's a heads up a warning so we could be praying for these areas. All right, let me go ahead and move on. Okay, the last one I want to bring to you, I got on the 13th of June, and I heard this. I was woken up to these words. Grid is coming down. Not if, but when. And I'm going to say it again. Grid is coming down. Not if, but when. Now, for those of you who have been following my ministry for a while, you know that the Lord continues to point to a grid down situation, a lights out situation, and I've even heard the words EMP several times, and I've done many messages about it. So down below in the description box, I will leave a few of those other warnings and messages that I have received concerning a lights out scenario. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read to you the message that I received. And let me get it up here on my computer first. And I received this. I actually don't have the full date of when I received it. I will look that up and I will put that on my blog. And there will be a transcript of all of this that I'm telling you. So if you want to go and look at a written copy of it, that link is also down below. All right, so here is the message that I received. I believe it was sometime at the end of May. Get ready for what is coming. Prepare yourselves. Work in preparations. Work on the ark. Be a Noah and prepare, for soon the time will be over to gather what you need. Keep then your focus and press ahead. Soon the darkness will fall, so while it is still light, get your work done. My people are to prepare. That is why I give out the warnings. I warn those that I love. I warn those that I have chosen. However, the warnings mainly fall on deaf ears and blind eyes. The delusions and lies are so strong that most walk in blindness. Do not be like the five virgins that were not prepared. The oil of readiness was not in their lamps. They slept through the whole preparation period, and they did not even stir. They walked in their own sufficiency, doing their own thing, and going their own ways. They did not ever seek me, though they proclaimed my name as theirs. These are the counterfeit cultures. Excuse me. This is the counterfeit culture of Christianity that is either lukewarm or spiritually already dead. Their works towards me are shallow or non-existent. They do not spend time with me or seek my face. They spend their time and effort not only on themselves, but on tearing down the body of Christ through backbiting and harsh judgments. Oh, if they would only take the log out of their own eye, then maybe they would see more clearly. The time is coming soon that all will call me Lord, and every knee will bow, for my kingdom comes. Till that day, I call on my own to search their own hearts for any bitterness, guile, resentment, unforgiveness, or worldliness. Purify yourselves with the help of my Holy Spirit. Call upon Him to lead you into all the truth. He will direct your ways if you allow, and if you submit, He will guide you. Do not wait a second longer, but fall down on your knees and repent. Confess your sins, and I will forgive them and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. The time is late, so do not squander it. Your faithful and true Savior, Jesus.